House prices go up, homeless figures go up, the number of homes being built goes down. The housing czar nominee is out. The government, it seems, is under continuing pressure to sort out the problem that has dogged the country for many years. One of the solutions from the new Minister for Housing was to get a heavy hitter to head up the new Housing Activation Office. But when news of the NAMA chief Brendan McDonagh potentially keeping his €430,000 salary broke, it became a political controversy and he ruled himself out of the running yesterday evening. To talk about this and more, the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald joins us. Mary Lou MacDonald, we know you're in the car, so thank you for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
You and members of your party have called this position outrageous, a shambles, an expensive job share. What's your reaction to Brendan McDonagh now withdrawing from consideration for the job?
Well, we had raised this issue with Micheál Martin and Simon Harris throughout the week in the Dáil, and what really struck home was they were completely unable to describe or explain or rationalise the role of this czar position, except to set out tasks that rightfully fall to the Minister for Housing. There already is a heavy hitter, somebody charged with the responsibility to increase supply, to deal with what is and has been now for too many years a real crisis in Irish society and a crisis for Irish people, young and old, and they have abjectly failed. And I think they have demonstrated yet again that they have no plan. It seems to me that they're in full-blown panic mode now, in utter disarray. And it took the biscuit, and it really was the last word that their big idea, having come back into government, was to hire somebody on almost €500,000 to essentially job share with the minister, as we put it. So there's a real problem here, and it goes beyond, of course, the proposition of this ill-defined czar. This is just more distraction politics and ass covering, quite frankly, by a government that has failed in housing and that continues to fail. And it's deeply, deeply worrying that we're in this cycle again of failure and botch, led by Micheál Martin and Simon Harris.
Okay,
meanwhile, 100,000 Irish-born people now living in Australia. That's the net result.
Yeah, many of those, I'm sure, have gone there out of their own choice, and it might not be anything to do with the housing crisis. Let's be clear. Now, you do say that this was about splashing the cash. You asked the Taoiseach to set out the salary level. How much do you think whoever does end up heading up the Housing Activation Office should get? What is the ideal salary?
I think the minister for housing is in charge of housing. That's what I think.
Yeah, but if you think that 430,000...
I do not approve of hiring more and more layers of bureaucracy and highly paid bureaucrats to camouflage the fact that the people at Cabinet are failing to do their job. That's my position.
Okay,
the Minister
for Housing
leads on housing.
Can I ask you then about your own proposal that you published in September 2024? And I'm reading here from your manifesto at the time, a home of your own housing document, in which you suggested that you, Sinn Féin, would introduce the Housing Delivery Oversight Executive. Now,
yes,
you do say this was not going to be another layer of bureaucracy, but
correct,
presumably it was going to be manned in some way. Who was going to run that executive, and how is it different to the government's idea?
Led by the minister.
So that's who leads.
So
the minister was going to be the Minister for Housing,
yes,
and also the Housing Delivery Oversight Executive.
The minister and the very considerable civil service network in and around the department, they are responsible. The resources are there. The issue in housing delivery isn't a lack of personnel, isn't a lack of officials. That's not the problem here. The problem we have is a problem of policy, a problem of pace, and a problem of leadership. The case for coordination in terms of delivery of critical infrastructure and land, all of that case has been made. It's been made by the Housing Commission. We totally accept that, and hence our proposal in our manifesto.
So the proposal really...
What we did not countenance and will not countenance is creating another highly paid job another layer of bureaucracy in the ill-defined, chaotic fashion in which the government have attempted here.
Okay,
that's the distinction.
What's interesting is that when you said in your manifesto that you would establish the executive immediately, there was no mention at all that it would be headed up by the Minister for Housing.
Well, can I just say, unless we have gone down a complete rabbit hole in Irish society, I would have thought it goes without saying that the Minister for Housing themselves on a significant salary and sitting at Cabinet leads on housing. I didn't think it was necessary to explicitly state that, but let me take the opportunity to do so this morning.
Okay. Now, can I move on, if we can, please, just to another issue, which is the Grace case. It was brought up again in the Dáil yesterday. You say the Farrelly Commission failed to answer crucial questions. What would you like to see happen next?
Well, it was only when I was at the statements yesterday and listening to the contributions of everyone, colleagues from across the Dáil, in particular John McGuinness, that, you know, you recall the absolute brutality and just the horror of what Grace endured. And remember, it's not just her. There were 47 other children now, adults and people of concern. So the first thing is, I don't think as a Dáil, and I certainly don't think the government should simply accept that those other 47 experiences should not be investigated, considered in the way in which the Farrelly report suggests. Secondly, I think there needs to be a forensic and a considered reflection within the Oireachtas on the report itself. My colleague, Mairis Quinlivan, who now chairs the Disability Committee, has asked that Farrelly come before that committee. I think there is an absolute necessity for that to happen. The report itself...
Has he asked Marjorie Farrelly directly? Has she been invited officially to the Oireachtas Committee?
Well, bear in mind, the committees are only being established now, so that will happen in due course. Mairis has only officially come into post now, but that will happen. And I really hope that that invitation is positively received, because the report itself is 2,000 pages long. It's a difficult read, but core questions aren't answered. A team of Sinn Féin people have delved through it. I'm in the process of reading it. It's 2,000 pages. I've attempted to read it online. I'm now going to read it in paper copy. It's just so vast. But the question, core questions, certainly that I have had for a long time, haven't been answered in this report. Questions around, we know the system failed, Grace, but on those occasions when it actually stepped up and responded to her situation, when a decision was made to remove her from the home of Family X, that decision was appealed by Family X, that appeal failed. Then there was a political lobby, the decision was overturned. I think it's really important that we understand in a very, very clear-cut way what exactly happened there. It's important we understand and confront why it was that Grace had no visits from social workers, how it was that despite the best efforts of good people who stepped forward on her behalf, that this unfortunate child and then young woman and adult spent 20 years of what can only be described as a living hell, a vulnerable, non-verbal woman and girl in those circumstances. And yet people knew full well, the system knew.
Okay.
And we have to get under the bonnet of that and really understand that. And I have no doubt that for people who love Grace, who advocated for and who will be concerned for the other 47 children, now adults as well, there has to be some level of accountability. And the system, as well as individuals, the system itself needs to be held to scrutiny and held to account.
Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald, thank you for
My
joining
pleasure.
Us this morning.
Good morning.